a big return to NXT. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Wednesday, June 16th, 2021. This update is brought to you by The Wrestling Mayhem Show. Check out the new episode with special guest Marcus Mann right now, wherever you get your podcasts.
WWE.
Samoa Joe is back in WWE and back in NXT. He showed up at the top of last night's show, where he agreed to assist General Manager William Regal, and Joe got in the face of NXT champion Karrion Kross. A little later, Joe broke up a backstage shouting match between Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly by choking out Cole. Regal then made a match between Cole and O'Reilly for the Great American Bash special coming up on July 6th. Joe also had a stare down backstage with Pete Dunne. Samoa Joe was among a group of wrestlers released by WWE right after WrestleMania back in April. O'Reilly's night did not end with Cole. He showed up to challenge Kushida to a match on next week's NXT. Kushida had just successfully defended his Cruiserweight title in an open challenge against the debuting Trey Baxter, the former Blake Christian. LA Knight's coronation as the new Million Dollar Champion ended with Knight punching out Ted DiBiase. Cameron Grimes ran off Knight and saved DiBiase from the potential of any further harm. Tommaso Ciampa and Timothy Thatcher beat the Grizzled Young Veterans in a tornado tag in last night's main event. Breezango beat Imperium. Tyler Breeze surprised Fabian Aichner with a roll-up to get the pin. Imperium got their revenge and laid out Breeze after the match. The NXT Women's Champion Raquel Gonzalez and Dakota Kai beat Casey Catanzaro and Kaden Carter. After weeks of hype videos, we're being told the Diamond Mine will open next week. There were also some very quick videos that simply showed a charging battery icon. We'll have to wait and see what that's all about. Sheamus tweeted Tuesday that the Celtic cross he wears during his entrance was among the items stolen from the home of the Thunderdome, the University of South Florida's Yuengling Center. The thief was caught on camera during the break-in on June 5th, but he remains at large.
AEW.
On last night's AEW Dark, Dante Martin beat Sonny Kiss. Later, Kiss confronted Joey Janela backstage, and it appears their tag team is over. Also, the Acclaimed beat Dark Order's Colt Cabana and Allen Five Angels, and Billy and Colton Gunn beat Chaos Project. A reminder, there is no Dynamite tonight. It's pushed back to Friday once again this week.
Ring of Honor.
The latest man to advance in Ring of Honor's Survival of the Fittest tournament is Chris Dickinson. He advanced by submitting O'Shea Edwards with the STF in a match that premiered on ROH's Week by Week YouTube show on Tuesday. On last night's NWA Power, JTG won a three-way national title qualifying match, beating Fred Rosser and El Rudo, better known as Sam Adonis. MLW confirmed Tuesday that Cesar Duran, formerly known as Dario Cueto in Lucha Underground, will be at its Battle Riot 3 show in Philadelphia on July 10th.
Impact Wrestling.
Impact Wrestling is indicating that a dangerous stipulation match is in the works for Slammiversary, with an official announcement expected to come at noon on Thursday. Finally, best wishes going out to former TNA and Impact color commentator Don West. He announced Tuesday that he was diagnosed with a brain lymphoma and will begin immediate treatment. That's Just Pro Wrestling News for Wednesday, June 16th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning, so please rate, review, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.